Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Years ago, we were flying commercially somewhere, and it was, I forget what, some kind of holiday, but it was a madhouse. And some flights had been canceled, and so stuff had backed up, and people were standing in line out the door, and I was supposed to get somewhere to speak that night. Well, we had learned a few of these things. And the person in front of us, well, you took a long time to get up to the counter, but the person in front of us, they chewed on that airline representative. I mean, oh, they were ugly to them. And that doesn't mean that they're an unbeliever. Should mean that. But most of these folk that pitch a fit and act ugly, they go to church somewhere. They don't act like that in church most of the time. So we got up next, and this guy, bless his heart, it was a long day for him. You could tell that. Phyllis, my wife, she acted nice to him, and I was standing kind of there too, and she said, you know, I see this is some day, hon. I know you're busy. I know you're backed up. This is what we need to do. Can you do anything? Smiled. She said some other things to him, I forget, but just being kind. See, love cares about people, what they're going through. Selfishness only cares about what I need, what I want. That's selfishness's whole world. That's all it knows. And we are living in an extremely selfish world, aren't we? Man, that's why everybody's running over each other. People run over you, didn't even see you there. Because they're in their own world. All they're aware of is what I want and what I need. And so this guy, she called him Mr., I think. She saw his name tag and called him Mr. and was just kind to him and said some other nice things to him to encourage him, to help him out. He looked at us. He said, where do you have to go? We said, well, here. Just do what you can. Because we've already prayed. I said, we had a long time in the line to pray. And that's better than cussing and fussing. Amen. Right? Because it can actually get you some good results. Cussing and fussing won't help you at all. So we're in faith that the Lord is going to help us out. And when you're looking to Him, you put no pressure on people. If you're trying to force people and pressure people, then your faith's not in God. Your faith is in making them do what you need them to do. They're your answer. They're your solution. So you're pressuring them, which means you're in no faith at all. You're not looking to God. Our faith is in God. So we're not pressuring this guy. If he gives us the wrong answer, we'll believe for something else to happen. Right? If he can't do it, we'll believe for somebody else that can. God's the one we're looking to. He tight. It's amazing how long they can tight. For one flight. And he looked up and he said, Type some more. And he said, Type some more. Finally, he said, well, how about that? And type. And he said, where's your bags? And he said, well, over there. He said, get them and follow me. He said, okay. So we got our little bags, started following him. He put up a little thing on the thing. I mean, that place was a madhouse. It was full. The people looked at us like, how much money did you give him? I mean, you know, it was just tension in the room. So, and he said, follow me. And we went out this back corridor and went out behind a place where it said no admittance, I think. And I mean, he went in and out and took us on a flight and set us down in first class. We weren't on first class. And we said, Thank you, Lord. And we told him, thank you. Thank you. And he kind of grinned. He said, that lady in front of you, she didn't know it, but I could help her or hurt her. We said, well, thank you for helping us. And he said, bye. And we made our connection in a flight and worked out. But how many understand what I'm talking about? It's not just unbelievers, Christians. Chew people out, right and left, demanding. Why? Because they believe you owe it to me. They don't owe you kindness because you bought a ticket. They don't owe you all the stuff you believe that they do. Right? No. The person whose heart is right, they believe it's by grace. Everything that comes to me, I didn't deserve it. It's not owed to me. And it keeps you happy. In your dealings with people, going in and out of meetings and business and family, I have a simple thing that I endeavor to go by. When it comes to people doing things for me, I purpose in my heart to expect nothing and appreciate everything. Say it out loud, expect nothing.
Expect nothing.
I'm talking about from specific people. Now from God, I'm expecting lots. Right? From God, I'm expecting. But from to get my eyes on a specific person and what you're supposed to do for me and what you have to do for me, I refuse to do that. Don't do it. And then you're never disappointed. And when they do something for you, you just appreciate it. Right? And you stay happy. I said you stay happy instead of all these folks always grumbling about what they didn't do for me. What they didn't do for me. Well, they owe it to me. Well, those kids are supposed to come see me on Thanksgiving. Are they now? Where's that at in the Bible? Well, they're supposed to. I changed their diapers and wiped their little nose. They owe me. I thought it was a privilege for you to help take care of the Lord's child. Why do they owe you? If they owe you, you didn't give it to them. You want repayment, which means it was a loan or a trade, but you didn't give it to them. When you give something to somebody, it's a free gift. You ask for nothing in return. If you ask for anything in return, it was not a gift. You didn't give it to them. You want something. You want payment. So you're not a giver. You didn't sow it. No. What does your wife owe you? Come on, guys. Think about it now. What do they owe you? So then anything that they would do for you, it's a blessing. Right? Help us, Lord. Anything that they do for you. What if they didn't do something for you? Is it okay for you to get mad?
Nope.
Get upset?
Nope.
If you do, it proves you feel like they owed it to you. You deserved it. They're supposed to do it for you, and it's just not true.
Nope.
Wives, what does your husband owe you?
Nothing.
What does he owe you?
Nothing.
What have you earned from him?
Nothing.
What do you deserve all the time from him? Friends, I know this may sound strange to some people's ears, but I'm telling you, you talk about a wonderful life. If you've got two people who are asking nothing from each other, but they're just giving freely to each other, then you don't have people pouting half the time over something somebody didn't do for them. I'm not just, taking some time here. I've sat across the desk from people. I've worked with people for months trying to get things sorted out. And the way it started on some, I'm thinking of one situation right now. This person got in their mind something that was supposed to happen when their spouse came home from a certain thing. And when it didn't happen, I'm telling you, it all broke loose. Took 6 months to straighten it out. Why? Because they had sat there and decided what their spouse was supposed to do in this situation and had all this thing they had thought up and gone through, and then when it didn't happen, they're mad. Why? Because they're supposed to do that for me. That's ugly. Ungrateful. When people are demanding more from you, it means they do not appreciate what you've done. And for you to just respond, when they demand and you just respond more, then you're contributing to their delusion. And you're actually wasting many times what you're doing. Bible said, don't cast that which is holy to the dogs. Don't give valuable things. What does that mean? Don't cast your pearls before pigs. Don't give precious, valuable things to people that don't appreciate them. Did you hear me?
Yes.
So the less people appreciate it, a general principle is that means the less you do. Because that's how God Himself is. Did you hear me? Don't take my word for it. Study it out. Get in the scripture. Look up. Get in your concordance. Look up these things. Thanksgiving does what? It acknowledges. This is by grace to me. This is a gift to me. I didn't earn this. I didn't deserve this. And it expresses gratitude. Gratitude. But we're having a big time, aren't we?
Yeah.
Glory to God. I want you to thank God for a while right now, because we're having a big time, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for helping us out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're so good to us. Thank you for helping us with our thinking. Thank you. Thank you. So you got all kind of people who are completely unthankful for their job. You can tell because all they do is gripe. All they do is talk about what the company should do for them. All they do is talk about what the boss or what the supervisor or what somebody else should do for them. And that's one reason we got so many problems in the business world. People don't value, they don't appreciate each other. You owe me this. Well, you owe me this. You're supposed to do this. You got to do this. So there's no sowing. There's no giving. There's no faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me